everybody. This is our Monday DBS program, Creation Light Shift Healing. This is the Healing Highway, and the date today is 12-12-2016. So let's clear the date here. Imagine those 12s might mean something. I don't know, but here we go. Releasing December 12, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hopefully that's helped you. And now we'll energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. You're going to feel peace energy come into your room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you have a situation, something going on, we'll try to clear that for you here. So just think of that energy that you're working with. Maybe you step your toe or something and hang your elbow or whatever. Maybe you got a upsetting phone call or saw something upsetting. So let's see if we can clear that one situation from you. If it tagged on to other things that's related to you internally, then you may have to do more clearings to get rid of it. But we'll just release what we can right now. So think of it. Remember, it's in duality, what you're looking at. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, let's get our co-host on here. So, Elizabeth, are you out of the makeup room and whatever?
Yes, I'm here out of the makeup room, thankfully, and we are live today on the Healing Highway. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us. And if you're brand new and never listened to the show before, you can find the links to the chat room at the top of creationlightship.com, which is Ron's homepage. That's also where you'll find all the information about all the healings that we talk about on the show and where you will also do all of your own healings if you so choose to. And you can find all of that once again at creationlightship.com. Just navigate to the top of the page. And when the show is on, you can find the links to chat with us as well as our monthly and weekly schedules and all of the intensives that Ron does, as well as all of the special calls that are going on during the month of December, and there are quite a few of them. Ron just did the monthly 8-hour healing intensive yesterday, and there was a pin removal call on Saturday, December 10th, where he removed energetic pins from all throughout our bodies. And if anybody would like to write in about those calls, either yesterday or Saturday, please feel free to send your questions via the chat links or to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I should also mention, since we're talking about calls, there is a special session coming up, and that is the body organ restoration call. And that one is really great, and it's on Monday the 19th, and it's a 3-hour call-in session. And on this call, sometimes Ron allows absentees where you just check in and then you don't have to be on it to receive the benefits. But this one is not an absentee call, and you should allow for a quiet and relaxing time for the healing period and to be present during the call. And you'll speak directly to the light beings privately in your own home as they clear each organ. And a lot of the vital main internal body organs that will be cleared will be adrenals, appendix, brain, bladder, gallbladder, heart, kidneys, large intestine, liver, lungs, pancreas, trachea, reproductive organs, small intestine, spleen, and stomach. And I know all of our participants who have done this call in the past have really reported remarkable healing, and a lot of people say they feel lighter and they have more energy after the calls. I know one listener wrote in and said, I have been feeling totally great and in the moment since the call yesterday, didn't even realize the date. So that's great.
Yeah, you get out of time. You get more peaceful, and stuff drops away, and time drops away too, because you're more in the present moment. That's very good.
Yeah, and I think on the Saturday call, somebody wrote in and said that the pin call was excellent. They really felt the removal of the pins from the top of their head, and that time really seemed to slow down. So that's great. Thanks so much for letting us know. And Ron, we have a question about one of the clearings that you offer in the inbox, and it's asking, what does the set sequence timing body clearing do?
That clearing connects your spirit throughout your lifetime to your body. So that's the easiest way of stating that. The name is kind of unique and different, but that's what it's doing. So you're going in and you're setting the sequence of spirit integration and how it's connected through time in the matrix as your spirit probably sometimes is not connected through your body in the matrix. So that's sort of how it works. It's, it reconnects you all over again. So that clearing is very nice. Another clearing that's very nice too, that a lot of people do maybe once a month, is the harmonic clearing. So that one's great also. Remember, you want to get yourself back into a sync. So the two that really put you into sync would be the harmonic and then the 108 body one. There could be another one, but those two normally kind of go hand in hand. So, you know, I would say do that maybe once a month, maybe minimum of every 2 months. You're going to find yourself, you know, if you start doing, you know, more of these calls, you're going to want to get put back into order, and that's what these actually do for you. So the harmonic one takes away the odd harmonics, which is how the aliens connect to you, and also the odd harmonics is what causes disease, negative energies, block energies in your body. So that's another way of looking at it. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the harmonic frequency clearing is an amazing clearing, and the other clearing that Ron mentioned is the, I believe the official name is the magnetic and twisted bodies clearing. Yeah, magnetic and twisted body alignment. And that...
Let's do a sample of that.
Okay, great.
We do it off and on. So since we have 108 bodies, which one should I do right now?
How about 99?
99. Okay, here we go. Body number 99. It's all, I don't know what these bodies control, okay, because there really isn't a name for each one of them, you know, reference to what they do. But here we go. So on the count to 50, and we'll see if we can help you out with that body. Remember, these bodies get twisted and out of alignment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. See how that feels. You might want to get up and walk a little bit. Typically, if they're readjusted, you might feel a little dizzy just for, you know, maybe half a minute or something, because you're being put back into proper orientation. Then you got spirit energy coming to you, so normally your body would start to tingle. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron. And just so everybody knows, that was just one of the 108 invisible bodies that we have with us. And if you're feeling relief from that, just that one sample, I mean, these clearings that Ron does on the radio shows, they are full-strength healings, but they are only a kind of one small part of what a full clearing would do for you. So if you are feeling relief and you're feeling good from that, just imagine how great you would feel if you had 108 of them all put back into alignment. And this clearing is long and it is very intense, but it's definitely one of the most amazing clearings, and it really helps you, I think, get committed to your healing process because you are realigning those 108 invisible bodies. And this one, I think, is great for people who are really physical, who do a lot with their bodies, and also people who would like to become more physical, like if you are the type of person who has a job where you have to sit at a desk all day or you have kind of a sedentary job, it can really help you because then a lot of the times when you do this clearing, you'll feel more energy, more active. You'll feel like doing more, moving more, because all of those things are in energetically in proper alignment. So thanks so much for that sample, Ron. That's great. And if anybody would like to comment on this sample or any of the other calls or clearings that you've done, please feel free again. I'll tell you the email address if you'd like to send in a comment, question, or testimonial. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can just, if you'd like to remain anonymous, navigate to the top of creationlightship.com and follow the links there for the fast chat, which is also on our BBS Radio Station 1 homepage. Okay, so I got a testimonial from a listener who said, I had an amazing healing on Sunday's call when Ron released the 12 source energies from our bones down to my core, let go of a lot of soreness and heaviness. I could feel my feet, ankles, and legs let go and relax, also my face and spine. I have been yawning and stretching a lot. I got up this morning and exercised in order to help my body integrate even more. You really did it this time, Ron. Thanks.
Very good.
Yes, that's great. And I think another listener wrote in that they had a similar experience. They felt more active today. And somebody else said that you can do 10 bodies at once, which makes it go faster. And that is in reference to the 108 magnetic and twisted body alignment. And if you're looking for that one, if you go to creationlightship.com, you type in the word magnetic and hit go under search for healing. On the left side there, you will find that clearing. And once again, this is all on the assumption that you've already done your recommended full lifetime, whole lifetime emotional body clearing, which is the first clearing you have to do before proceeding to any of the others on the website. Okay, so someone is asking for a sample of this set sequence timing body clearing, but I don't know if you could do that, Ron.
We'll pick the day today.
Okay.
12, and what year do you want to go back to, Elizabeth?
I don't know, 1957.
Okay. So here we go. Releasing the energy. What if you weren't born then?
Yeah, I wasn't, but I'm curious.
Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. Well, do you feel anything, Elizabeth?
I feel like I'm sitting up a little bit straighter.
Yeah. So since you know, you were born in 58 or whatever.
Right. Yep.
You're probably feeling the energy that your mother got realigned with, okay, on that day before she conceived you. Remember, if the parents are out of alignment, and this might be kind of like, oh, crap, you know, what next, you know? But if your parents are goofed up, are they going to pass it on to you? So if you're, you know, younger, maybe you're listening in your 20s and go, man, I just felt that. You know, what happened in 57? Well, that's part of your parents' history. His story, her story. So anyway, I'll do one for the younger people. So let's go back, we'll go back 10 years. That way, if we have some young people. In fact, I'll go back 1 year. So maybe there's some people living who maybe are maybe young children. Maybe they're 4, you know, 7, 8, you know, 10. And they're listening, maybe, and we'll see if they feel it. So here we go. We're going back 1 year, and just see if your body, you know, has a little change to it. Could have tingles. It could just make you feel a little better on the inside, maybe a little warmer. So here we go. 1 year ago. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. We'll go back, let's see here. We'll go back for the older people, and it could even work for everybody else, the Vietnam days. So I know 68, 69 were both rough. With all the stuff going on. So let's do, I'll first do 68, then I'll do 69. So we'll take right now this current date, which is 12-12, going back to 1968. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay? Next we'll do 1969. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. A little bit worse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So I'm thinking if you were around that time, you all remember watching the TV. It seemed like I think every news broadcast at that time, you know, you were seeing the bombing going on. And just different things happening. You know, it always started off, you know, with, you know, what's the news? And news is Vietnam and how many losses we had versus the losses of the Viet Cong. And that was always something that they had figured out for each day. When I was watching it, I could never figure out how they knew how many people died as far as Viet Cong, you know? You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe most people didn't realize or think about that. They just, oh, yeah, they counted them all, right? Yeah, Anyway, went down to the war zone and did a roll call. Anyway, you can see how stupid that
was. Yeah, I always wonder about that, how they get those death toll numbers.
Yeah, you know, I can see typically, you know, the Americans, how many died, they could probably tally that, but each time it was always, from what I can recall, maybe it was, we'll just say, 500 Viet Cong killed and, you know, maybe like 40, you know, U.S. soldiers or something, you know. But anyway, what I'm talking about it here is switching over. So if you remember seeing all those planes bombing the B-52s, you may want to go in, if you start remembering that, and do the media clearing. That could probably help you out, you know, to get those energies off of you from the TV programming you. So back to you.
Yeah, and the media clearing is a great way to do that, and that works for current events as well as things that you have seen in the past that you still feel corded to. I feel like today it's almost very depressing to be connected to the media 24/7. You know, it has kind of a weird effect on people. I think, you know, in the past when the news came on and you watched it, you were only sort of connected to it for that half hour, however long it was on. But now, you know, if you have a smartphone or if you're online all day, you're kind of continuously forced to read headlines. I mean, I turned all that stuff off on mine, but I think a lot of people are just kind of like used to that. And it kind of creates like this weird mental state. So the media clearing is a really important one to do and would also probably work if you did see stuff that upset you in the past, maybe when you were a kid on television. That is a great way to release those energies from those things that you saw. Another listener also very helpfully wrote in and noted that in the Body Jumpstart special, you can get the magnetic and twisted body alignment. And you can also, in that package, get the infection body clearing, the mind of the body clearing, the blood and circulatory system clearing, and the body system rejuvenation. So that is a really intensive clearing, and it's good for 3 months. And that one is recommended for people dealing with especially physical problems. So thanks so much for letting us know about that, and that is great. Somebody else said they may need to do a media clearing on those images, and that's probably a good idea. Very interesting how these things affect us and probably even take away our energy in the present moment, take us out of the present moment. Okay, so we have a testimonial, Ron, switching subjects here, and feel free to send any brief comments or questions about anything that we talk about on the show. Again, the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can just navigate to the fast chat via the links at the top of creationlightship.com or our bbsradio.com homepage. So the testimonial for Saturday's and Sunday's call said, the combination of the Saturday pin call and Sunday 8-hour healing call was phenomenal. I am much more present, strong, and light throughout my whole body all the way into the center of my bones. More intelligent, thinking with creative energy instead of mental energy. It's a fun way to discover how to do things in the now. The 12 source clearings are creating huge transformations, and the healing effect of all the clearings feels amplified. Ron, I feel like everybody that's written in so far has had this reaction. There's something kind of else going on here with these calls, in particular the past 2 days. That's wonderful.
Yeah, what's happening is the ones that we've done with people on the conference calls, these are not a lot of energy that's going out to the people living on Earth, just the people on the calls. It could maybe go off slightly, but I'm not doing a planetary healing. So a lot of the listeners are probably on those calls who are listening now, and they're feeling that energy. So each time you get something taken off of you, then automatically you start feeling better and have more awareness. And I should say, instead of the awareness, and that sounds kind of new agey, you know, higher consciousness, what happens is you're just having the alien programs taken away from you, which are blockages. So we'll just say you can't, using the word loosely, think properly. And once they're taken away, then, you know, you're starting to see and realize the way it's supposed to be. That's the bottom line. I can't wait to see the earth change physically. So whatever I do in the etheric out there, it will show up here, and it's happening, you know, fairly quickly. I'd say within a week, things you're going to see changing. So anyway, there's a lot, you know, going on that I do in the evenings here by releasing 12 source energies from the hold on the planet here.
Yeah, that's why you never get any sleep at night, right, Ron?
Yeah, it's hard when the, I get called upon to do something. The other stuff, I'm just thinking about what I can do, we'll say, or looking at situations. But, you know, the worst ones is when my alarm goes off, you know, and I got to see what's happening. So anyway, that's kind of where we are.
Well, hopefully it's getting better, and that's wonderful news. And I'm sure a lot of listeners are really glad and grateful to hear that. I know for myself, it's been really, really wonderful, and I don't feel the usual sort of pressures of the holidays and obligations and guilt and all of those things that you usually feel, and having to rush around and buy presents for everybody. I'm kind of just very neutral and peaceful, and I'm attributing that to all of the healing work and also just really keeping on top of my own personal healings and staying in the now by getting on the calls whenever I can. And also, I wanted to mention the person who wrote in about their testimonial, the IQ cording clearing and the creativity clearing are two really wonderful clearings that can be purchased as whole lifetime clearings if you're feeling particularly like you would rather create in the now instead of in the mental realm. And there's also an education clearing, Ron, that you offer, kind of clears you from the indoctrination of, you know, having gone to school and being in some kind of educational system and all of these programs that we're sort of forced to operate in.
Yep.
Yeah, the education clearing. That's the official name of that one. And that relates to your connection with education from your whole life. Can include many things such as taking part in a violin lesson, a sports team, a high school, a university, etc. Ron, do you want to clarify that? I mean, how does that relate to you? It's not taking away what you've learned, it's taking away the program?
It's taking away, okay, let's see. As you learn how to live life here, okay, you have to be told or shown the way to live life. So we can all agree upon that, you know. And that normally, with a young child, that starts with yes, no, stop, go, basically. And so from there, as you get educated, going to school, there may be things that could be taught that maybe isn't 100% correct. But you take on, you know, the mindset of what one of your favorite teachers was talking about. And now that is put into you as just like an implant would be. And so it's a program, and now you believe that completely true, and you go through life believing something that one of your mentors taught you. But when you do the clearings, things that maybe are in the way of you wanting to succeed in something or excel, things that your body just doesn't, you know, relate to it, but you believed it, you know, because it's negative energy. It's kind of hard to talk about, but that's if you get the gist of it. That's sort of taken away from you. So you have, like, another way of a different perspective of looking at life and the situations that you're involved with. So
yeah, and I can even remember, like, the violin lesson, you know, when I was a kid, and I had a terrible teacher, and it was actually, she kind of actually did the opposite and made me not want to play and not want to practice, and I was kind of afraid of her, and it kind of really turned me off from the whole musical scene. So I think if you have an energetic experience like that with somebody, this clearing could be really helpful to you, because maybe, you know, you were like a child prodigy and your parents made you practice and you have a lot of, like, resentment about that. Or you had an experience like me where you had a terrible teacher and they just kind of scared you and made you feel bad. And you can sort of maybe get some clearing and creativity around that and maybe rediscover the skill and talent you had or would have had naturally in a new way. So that could also be a way of looking at it. And hopefully, if anybody has done this clearing, the education clearing, write in and let us know what your experience was and what you cleared.
And I think it would be good to even try it. I would imagine most of the listeners here probably have gone to college, okay? So I'd say maybe, you know, most of the listeners have, but that was kind of forced on everybody in maybe the 60s, you know, 70s. You know, you need to go to college to get a job. So other than that, you're going to be flipping burgers or pumping gas or something, or being maybe working at a grocery store as a box boy. But anyway, from there, what you have happening to you is, what do you call it, finals, midterms, and you want to get the better grade. So I would assume that everybody who went to college probably has tons of anxiety when those times come. You know, whether you're on, I don't know, quarter system, or they had another system they called it also. Semester system, I think. But anyway,
yeah,
everybody had,
like,
finals.
Four semesters, or I don't know.
Yeah, everybody had finals, and naturally you got to study to pass those finals. So you all have anxiety probably with those tests. So that could be, you know, the anxiety clearing. I don't know if it'd give you trauma or not. It could maybe. But, you know, the education clearing might help you along with that to release that situation from you, because, you know, there's a lot of classes that you, you know, are taking. I don't know, what do you have normally, like six classes a semester? So I'm trying to think back when I went to college, you know, you go 4 years or 6 years, and, you know, there's, you know, if you go like two semesters is what most people probably had. So right there, you got probably 12 classes, the 12 finals, and if you did that for 4 years, that's 48 situations of, you know, being in trauma for probably a couple of weeks. So you may want to clear that out of yourself. Maybe you're walking around now, and you're afraid to take tests, you're afraid to advance in your job, and naturally they're rating you, right? Just like your the programs that you were, you know, put under, you know, having classes, they're rating you then too. So maybe you're just gun shy and you don't want somebody to rate you. So you want to get rid of your past. So that's why it would be so good. So you can look at yourself, you know, how you felt during that. There's also people that, you know, you probably have known in school who got a bad grade and they knew that they wanted to be an A student or whatever they wanted to be, you know, typically. A lot of people try to excel for that, the real smart ones. And maybe they got a B and they committed suicide. You know? So,
gosh, yeah, that's true.
Well, that could be on you also, you know? And you can go, oh, man, you know, and you like that person. And so now you're carrying that load with you. So that's why these whole lifetime clearings are so good. it can release you from your past. So that gives some of you some ideas of what you may need. You're going to know yourself when you look at it, how you feel, and just see if it's anxiety, fear, trauma. Those are probably, I guess, the main three. And then the educational one can help because you may have not got the grade that you wanted, you know. So you want to get rid of that programming where you failed yourself, in a sense, by not passing a test. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And thanks for all of those, like, wonderful and helpful suggestions on how to use the clearings. It's always great to hear from you and get your insights on this. And I never really thought about it that way. But, yeah, if you were very... like a perfectionist and you have that tendency that I know people who were just happy when they got a B. complete opposite, but yeah, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. Okay, so I guess we should get back to some listener questions here, and someone asked, will you be working on the spinal system, bones, and the central nervous system on the body organ call? And that is the call that's coming up on the 19th.
I don't know yet.
Okay. So I guess stay posted, and Ron usually does a variety of systems, so I guess it all depends on what comes up in the moment when he's doing the clearings. Okay. So, let's see. Someone was asking about a meteor shower coming up tomorrow night, and will that affect us in any way?
Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it does affect you, you can always do the, hang on, I think there's a, isn't there a clearing you do for planets?
Yeah, the planet star clearing, that might help.
Star vortexes, let me see. Planet star cording removal. Yes, and I think that does include meteors. Planet star, yep, includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, and asteroids/comets. Takes away the energies that connect you to your natal chart. So if you're already feeling like you need to clear that, or you're asking about the meteor shower, then maybe you are corded to these. And if you're affected by that, this might be a good clearing to try. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other sample free clearings that you could do. Maybe the Earth Protect Timeline Crash. Or Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. Those both relate to the Earth and the environment. So you might get some relief with those too. Okay, so somebody else wrote in about the Sunday Healing Intensive call. And they said, thank you, Ron, for the wonderful healing call yesterday. It was deeply relaxing and peaceful. Thank you for removing the 12 source energies timelines from our fetuses. I look forward to continued healings and improved life as I go forward. Yeah, that was a really unusual one.
Yeah, that I decided to do because it's that's your origin. And they could tag you very easily that way. So we did one for the sperm and the egg, and then, you know, for the fetus, but basically it was your conception date and time with imprint of 12 source energies as it connected to you that the aliens were using to connect to your body. So that's your initial, probably first cause physical alien abduction energies brought to you. So we took that off of people.
Wow, no wonder we're all feeling so great today, Ron.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty intense clearing there that you were working on us yesterday. And also Saturday, I guess this is kind of a combo people have done. And these extra healing calls are remarkable. And if you can get on them, please do so. They're wonderful. So someone said they had a bundle suggestion. Perhaps the IQ cording, education clearing, spirit fetus infusion, and creativity clearings. Sounds like a nice package to get. And
oh, they're
wondering.
Send me an email on that.
What's that?
Look at that and see how that forward here.
Okay, well, we can forward that. Okay. So thanks so much for that helpful suggestion. And we got another testimonial, and somebody was on the pin call, I believe Saturday, and someone said that a large pin was removed from the throat area, possibly life-threatening. Light beings put me so deep under that I became conscious just as the call ended, so maybe they did surgery to remove this pin. Thank you, Ron and Light Beings, for saving my life once again.
Yeah, that does happen. People do kind of get knocked out, go to sleep, feel tired during some of these calls because it's so intense. So that's perfectly normal that you're having a lot of work done with you. So if you notice, we very, very ever have anybody talking about being traumatized, you know, after a call or something like that. I'm sure there's probably been one or two people throughout the years, but typically you just feel great because the energy is released from you. And what I'm thinking is because of the way the energies are going, I might recommend that people could get the, it's only $30, I think, get the alien, you know, attack page, and this is a different name for it, but get that and do shapeshifters, maybe throughout your life or something. Or if you have a special clearing, you might want to try to put that in there. I'm thinking that everybody, you know, could have, remember, a shapeshifter is different than an entity. So you could have had somebody in you, some kind of alien creature that you didn't know about. Remember, entities are normally emotional bodies. So it's the body of a living person that the emotional body, somebody who died. So they're floating around here. But people do get shapeshifters in them, maybe just for a short amount of time. And you may want to get that energy released out of your body since they came into you once. And maybe they made a little home, and you still have this nest inside of you. Maybe they haven't been back since, but you may want to look at that. You may want to, a lot of people use a pendulum. You may just want to go through each year of your life and just see if you had a shapeshifter in you. And if you did, you want to clear that energy out of you. Because either the shapeshifter could still be with you or where they resided will have that energy signature, so you want to get that out of your body. Anyway, so back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's a really good point, and I just looked up the alien attack page, and that is the alien attack removal for 1 month, and it is only $30. And you can use that to remove all forms of parasitic life, as well as shapeshifters and alien attacks, and that is great value for the price. And you can use it unlimited for a month. So thanks so much for sharing that insight. And someone else is asking if you could redo the 12 source energies on Sunday for the fetuses, and they're wondering if that would work on alien babies, abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirths.
Huh.
I guess it could.
Boy. I guess it could. Boy.
Wow.
That's very interesting to start to talk and to cough here. I'll have to look at that one. since I'm coughing, they don't want me to say yes. So I imagine I will do that on Sunday then. To get reminded here.
What's that, Ron?
Going to have a reminder about doing that. So.
Okay, we'll remind you on Sunday.
I'll probably be on the host chat. You can just go in there and say something.
Okay, all right.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's funny. You don't usually cough.
No, very seldom.
Yeah. So let's see. Somebody else said that if you would like to, someone was asking about clearing body systems on the body organ restoration call. You can request those before Ron starts the call. You can have an opportunity for a body part of your choice during the call as well. So usually Ron will do that, and you can just request your healing then. And try to call in about 10 minutes prior to the start time so that Ron can get everybody checked in. Somebody said, Reiki sent to me, eek. My back has been giving me major problems. My friend on the East Coast told me twice she was sending me Reiki. How do I get this off me? Thanks. I would say dark
well, that's
side
a dark side practitioner type clearing, so that person would be considered a dark side practitioner because they're using mind energy to send something to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I have the symbol that they're using, so I would just put their name in the dark side practitioner clearing and just see what happens with that.
Yeah, and that's a really tough one because I think a lot of people come under attack with these different types of modalities, and not singling anything out here or trying to tell you that it's wrong, but dark side mind control transmissions, in the description of the healing, it says, please make sure you repeat the entire healing 4 more times because this healing deals with a lot of energy, and we strongly suggest that you sign up for the unlimited whole life clearing and do it every day. And this is for people who have come under attack from different practitioners.
You could also you could tell your friend that using free will, free choice, and most New Agers will kind of honor that and just say, gee, you're going against my free will, free choice, and maybe just, I really don't want that right now, or something like that, because you'd have to get your own way of stating it, but the person may not be too offended since they think they're doing good. Just say, I just don't want it. Why are you doing this to me? It's not my free will, free choice to have this done to me. Something like that.
That's a great point.
You don't know what energy. When somebody's sending you energy, the energy is also going with their mental energy of the person, using that to transmit it. And also maybe even, the emotional body is being involved. So right away you're being hit with the person's emotions along with the modality that they're using. Back to you.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's one of those unfortunate things because what is that phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I don't think people mean to connect to these things, but they really don't know what you're doing. It's like what Ron always says, you don't know what you don't know. And, we're not trying to tell you not to do it. We're just trying to tell you if you are doing this or if people are connecting to you this way, there are probably bigger consequences, and you don't know what you are getting hooked up to anytime you go outside of yourself for healing. When you're doing the healings via the website, you are connecting to source energy, which is already inside of you. So that is not connecting to any sort of practitioner, alien god, other god, any of these other things, gurus, guided meditations, and all that stuff. That is all taking you outside of yourself and into your mind or into someone else's mind or who knows where. So just a good thing to know and to empower yourself with this knowledge by taking back your own healing process, which is what you can do via the creationlightship.com website. Okay. So somebody said that they were having trouble listening to the radio show via computer. I don't know if that's fixed yet, but they had to go back to the cell phone and listen. So hopefully that's something BBS is continuing to work on. I know they've been having some issues the past couple days, so hopefully they know about that and they're working on that. Somebody else said to clear Reiki, the word Reiki, on the alien attack page, channel via a human. So if you don't have the dark side practitioner or space clearing, you can also use the alien attack page, but select a human channeler of alien energy. I think that's what the listener here is suggesting. So that's great. Thank you for the helpful suggestion. That's good to know. Okay, Ron, somebody is writing in regarding your suggestion of doing the shapeshifter clearing. And they say, I get that the shapeshifter clearing will be helpful for me. To clarify, I can do it through the alien attack page, special healing, and in both, clearing each year of my life for shapeshifters. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would work great.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and if you do this, let us know how you feel afterwards, because it's really helpful to, I think, other listeners to hear how the clearings help and how they can be used to provide relief. Okay. So this is interesting. I think we were talking about this on last week's shows. Somebody said, thank you, Ron, and thank you to the listener who wrote in, I guess the first half of my life, I used a shortened version of my name, then was married. So Ron said we could run the clearings again with our other names. I have been working through my list of whole life healings, planets, and vortexes, too. Just want to share much of the clearing. I don't feel anything until I hit the age halfway through, then I start yawning a lot. So thank you for letting us run our other names, Ron. It seems to be making a difference.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, and what Ron was referring to was if you have changed your name or maybe you went by a different name, you could rerun your whole lifetime emotional clearing if you have, like, say, the unlimited version with your multiple names. And see if that gives you any sort of relief, more in depth maybe. So apparently it does. So if anybody would like to try that and let us know how they're feeling. Okay, and we did get an update. That listener said that the BBS radio app is now working. So that's great. Thank you so much for letting us know. And Ron, I think we are just about at the end of the show here. I can't believe it, but it went by so quickly. is there any last healings or samples you'd like to do before we sign off here for the night?
Yeah, I worked with the lady, I'll say 10 years ago, and I went to an event up in Eugene, Oregon. Yeah, like this thing on the street, and I was there, and, it was warm during the summertime. I had a little tent, and this lady comes by, and she goes, Ron, I need your help. And I didn't know who she was. Maybe you heard me on BBS or something, but she was one of the head beta practitioners in that area. And so she came in, and I started doing, it took me probably, 2.5 hours, in my little booth there, and she was shaking and twitching, and she took on, she goes, Ron, I took on all of this energy from these people that I've been working with for probably about, I think it was about 6 years then, that she said, and it was starting to actually kill her. So she's one of the theta practitioners. So I started working with her, and I go, geez, you know, and here she, and she's like almost convulsing. And I said, you want to continue this? She goes, yeah, I need this stuff out of me. So that's one of the negative things that happened to these poor practitioners. I've also worked with Reiki practitioners who's taken on all this stuff, too. They tell you that it's okay and safe to use, and that it's taken away from you, you don't have any residue. But believe me, if you start doing more and more stuff, you start picking it up, too. And so, you know, there's no modality out there that's using mind energy that will not contaminate you. Anyway, that was a theta practitioner.
Wow.
I've heard of theta healing. Maybe not, but, you know, run, don't walk.
I've not heard of that one, but it sounds like she had quite a terrifying experience with it.
Yeah, her body was actually shaking, you know, as I was pulling the energy off of her that she picked up from all the people.
To
see if anybody out there would like to comment if they know of that or have had a session. It's a pretty high-tech type of healing. I think it's probably way above Reiki as far as the way they work with the person. But anyway, I'll just throw that out there. If you have that experience, you may want to contact me or something. Anyway, that's... you on here, so it looks like we got time is short, so I guess we'll end the program here. So here we go, everybody. You need to do the mind of heart drop, so command in your spirit out loud. Now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Here we go, so dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening. Good evening.